Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Connie Whitman. Thanks so much for joining us this week. Now, as you know, change is hard. Sometimes it's thrust upon us. Sometimes we choose it. Either way, we don't always know the next step to take, right? And that's our journey. So to help you on your journey of change, whatever that is for you, I have a free gift for you. Go to my website and right on that landing page, you will get your free communication style assessment. Fill it out, take the little quiz, and you will get a report that spotlights your superpowers, your natural communication, and how people are perceiving you. The flip side, I also give you a report on your blind spot, which is your lowest style. Kind of important to know that as well. So go to whitmanassoc.com/CSA, and that is my free gift to you. And hopefully it helps you on your journey of change. My motivational quote that you guys know I start with is by Kiera C.T. Banks. And she says, it's a short one, health is the new wealth. Now, my parents are 91 and 92, and God bless them, relatively good health given their ages, right? But I believe that their good health is actually a result of them not taking a ton of medication through the years. My sister's a pharmacist, and all the time we have gatherings, she talks about people that different ages and the varying levels of health in those different age groups. And we often giggle because she says to my mom and dad, you guys are doing great, because they've really lived such a healthy lifestyle. And I think that makes a difference. They were very active through the years. My dad still does his treadmill and goes for walks with his sisters. All of these things contribute to that health and their wealth of health right now at 91 and 92. And I think as a society, we're raised to believe that when we get sick and go to the doctor's going to provide the medicine necessary to help us feel better. And has this caused us to not be proactive in caring for our own physical well-being because we have that resource? And our health is probably our greatest assets. Without it, we can't build a business, raise a family, earn an income, live a purposeful life. Yet I think many of us have taken it for granted. I know sometimes I do. So where do you fall on this topic? Well, of course, my conversation is just getting started with my amazing guest and Melissa Daly. Let me go back. I want to make sure I read her bio properly. The objective of today's conversation is to inspire you to change your perspective on your health. Stop accepting symptoms as normal and recognize that symptoms are actually your body telling you or asking you to do something differently. And today, my guest, Melissa Daly, she's going to help you get to the root cause of your health issues and truly heal instead of just masking the symptoms with drugs. Now, Melissa is an integrative health practitioner, registered health coach, speaker, and she's the host of her podcast, Don't Wait for Your Wake-Up Call. That means the 2x4 hitting you in the head. Melissa's business is 100% virtual, and she specializes in holding your hands and guiding the way to healing so that you don't have to figure it out all on your own. Now, Melissa has a two-pronged approach to working with you that ensures we get to the root cause of your health issues by using functional medicine lab tests that help you see inside your body to know exactly what's going on. And then we know exactly what we need to do. Please help me welcome Melissa to the show. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you so much for having me. And I love what your sister is saying in your story about your parents, because it's so true. And as you can see on my banner, health is your true wealth. And I 100% agree with all that you've said. And
that's so funny that I picked that quote. We did not talk, everyone. We did not talk before that health really is the new wealth, right? That's so true.
Yeah. Yeah, it really, really is. And I feel that I wasn't always in health and wellness, but now that I am, I truly believe that it's my purpose on this planet to shift the mindset around the importance of our health, the importance of taking responsibility for it, being proactive in it. Because when we have our health, we can do anything.
Take on the world.
And when we don't, we can't do things from our sick beds, right? We can't build a business, raise our family. And the reality is that in today's age, people are unfortunately dying longer and living shorter. And what I mean by that is we're spending too many years, those last years of our life in the US and Canada, it's on average between 7 and 10 years. the last 7 to 10 years of our life, we are dying longer. We are in, you know, nursing homes and hospitals and sick beds and have no quality of life at that point.
Tragic.
And that is not living, but your parents are living. And I had a grandmother that lived to 101.
Oh my goodness.
That's part of my story is I wanted to get on her path. And what did I need to do to get there?
You know, it's fascinating. I have a sister that's a pharmacist, right? The whole drug industry. And we just aren't medicine people, right? If you have a headache, you do maybe aromatherapy, you do other, put cold compresses. And if it really doesn't go away, then you maybe take an Advil or a Motrin. But we were not raised to take medication, which is funny because it's a good learned behavior. And with her being a pharmacist that she advocates, medicine should be your, like, if you could control your diet and if you have just starting the onset of diabetes, for instance, she says, well, let's correct that with our diet. And then you don't have to get on medication because the medication ends up causing other issues or wear and tear on our kidneys that maybe doesn't need to be filtered through and that kind of thing. So it's just fascinating being raised with not, oh, I have a headache, I better take aspirin. We were not great. Go take a nap, put a cold compress. So my parents gave us alternative, which is fascinating. And now at 91 and 92, they're living proof that, you know, knock on wood, they're still living independently. So first question, Melissa, what do you mean by, are your trash cans overflowing?
So I am not talking about the ones we put out on the street. I am referring to our liver and our kidneys. They are our body's, you know, detox organs, right? And in the world today, we have 144,000 man-made chemicals that have been introduced since World War II. So that's a very short amount of time for that drastic number of man-made toxins to be put on the body that was never designed to have to deal with that. Evolutionarily, we humans evolve very slowly. And so the body, the liver and the kidneys are being overburdened by this high level of toxins that we can no longer avoid, right? We're getting toxins through our food, through our waterways, through our airways. We go out on the street, we have exhaust fumes from cars get on our skin. We put personal care products on our skin that are getting straight into our bloodstream in 26 seconds that are full of toxins, right? And unfortunately, in North America, it's very much the companies get approval and then it's years later where the legal system has to go through this long battle to show that it's unsafe and it takes forever, right? Europe is the other way around. They first have to prove safety. So in Europe, it's about 8,000 chemicals that have made it into their world.
That's a big difference.
It's a big difference. It's a big, big difference. But we all also live in one atmosphere, right? So these toxins blow all around us, right? Fukushima back in 2011 and all that radiation. And then, you know, a couple years later, we're seeing things washing up on the Canadian shoreline across the Pacific that show signs of that toxic load, right? So it's come to a place where we can no longer avoid it. So what can we do to be lowering our toxic load? How do we empty those trash cans, right? And it's not only that our liver and kidneys are overburdened, but they're also undernourished. So it's a double whammy on our body. And they're undernourished because of our depleted soil systems. The liver detoxes in two phases. And phase two is where it turns the toxins into being water soluble so we can excrete them. And we excrete them through our bowel movements, our urine, and our sweat, okay? And it has to be in that water-soluble format for the body to do that. But the very specific nutrients the liver needs to complete that process well are no longer in our soils, which means it's no longer in our food, so we're not getting them in our body.
Wow.
And this is where supplementation is really important. And I know that's a big dialogue because people are like, you just pee it out. And, you know, how do you know what's a good supplement and not a good supplement? And so that's where it's really important to work with people that do know, with trusted brands that are made for optimal healing, where there's enough of each ingredient in it for the body to actually do something with, and that it's the right format of the ingredient that the body can absorb, right? And so we need to help the body detox. We need to empty those trash cans. And when we empty those trash cans, we are clearing our detox pathways, we're lowering inflammation on the body, and we are changing our health outcomes significantly. And the reason I say that is that with the science of epigenetics, which is relatively new science in the last 5 to 10 years, we now know that our health outcomes are determined by our genes plus the environment we create inside our body.
So we can take control, right, Melissa?
We can absolutely take control. And the weighting of that environment inside our body is 90 to 95% of that equation.
That's huge. So it's we can choose to take control and remedy this. And I'll share a story. I just turned 60. I was about 40. I had just started my business at 39. And at 40, I had two babies at home and I was just run down. And I remember people were saying to me, like, I had bags under my eyes, the whole thing, like, are you okay? They really thought I was severely sick. Well, I was having my nails done one day, but right, the universe, how it provides for us. And I was having my nails done and this woman, never saw her before, sat down, and I'm friendly. So we started chatting, where do you live? You know, whatever, as we were getting her nails done. She was a medical doctor, but she practiced holistic healing. Mm-hmm. If you needed an antibiotic, she certainly could give you an antibiotic, but she really wanted to look at the holistic perspective of the human. Specifically, she worked with women, but now she does men as well. Well, fast forward, she did like 5 vials of blood. She checked my liver, my kidney function, my cholesterol, my thyroid, my vitamin D, my vitamin C, my hormones. I mean, the list just went on and on and on. Sure enough, when the blood work came back, I was a freaking mess inside. So she says, all right, you're not getting enough nutrients in your food and exactly the things you're saying. Plus running a new business, having kids, was running my energy. I had adrenal fatigue. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't getting the nutrients. I wasn't getting the sleep. You're burning the candle on both ends. We've all mm-hmm. heard that expression. Mm-hmm. Fast forward, she put me on those supplements. And within 2 weeks, people were saying to me, you're glowing. And I thought, oh no, what's going on? What's different? It was the supplements. My body started and she made sure I was taking very high quality supplements, so they're not filled with a bunch of crap. So my body would absorb them. And literally within 2 weeks, it was different. And I'm giggling because I just texted her yesterday. I'm still with her 20 years later. I said, I need my blood work, right? It's time. We need to look at those. And every time I do the blood work twice a year, we can shift and change the supplements because our body changes. So that fluidity of taking control, and she makes recommendations on things I should eat, all of those pieces of the puzzle, it's really important that we take that control. And I'm just going to make you giggle. So I really did just turn 60 like 2 weeks ago. And when people hear I'm 60, they go, wait, what? And I say, no, really, I'm sick. I've been in business 20 years. I've been in sales 40 years, right? And they're taken back. Well, I do believe it's because 20 years ago, I really started reading labels and paying attention to what I was putting in my body. And all of those pieces, you have a choice to take control. Sometimes you just need someone to help you. And my holistic doctor, Dr. Uccello, she was, you know, God bless her. She's still my number one person. So what you're saying is really resonating with me as well. And then my story with my parents, right? All of these mm-hmm. things. It doesn't happen by accident, right? There's an effort but there's resources out there for us. Now, Nick, you kept mentioning the word detox.
I just want to say how much I love that as well, that you met her and that, you know, the universe delivers and you've taken that action, because that's exactly what I offer people, right? Is those same labs, whether it's urine, blood, saliva, so that we can see what's going on inside the body, and then running them frequently, we get that baseline. And then, you know, we can see when things start to get out of balance and we get the early warning sign, right? And then it's so much easier to bring the body back into balance when it's slightly off center than when it's way out here struggling, right?
Agree.
And there's so many of us that are out there in the world today doing the best we can, raising a family, working hard, and in your exact situation. And it's so easy for women to get into that state of estrogen dominance, which can lead to thyroid issues and metabolism slowdown and weight gain and put us on the path of type 2 diabetes, put us on the path of breast cancer. Yes. And none of that has to happen. And unfortunately, with mainstream, they don't run these labs to see this. And so you don't get the early warning signs.
Yes.
And so I love that you found a holistic doctor that could show you this and that you're still working with her 20 years from now. And that's why I set my business up as being virtual, because we can today. The labs get mailed to people's homes and you can be anywhere. And I work with you and show you your lab results over Zoom. And show you the high quality supplements that you can take to help your body heal. And the beautiful thing with the human body is when we create that environment for it to heal, it starts healing really quickly, exactly as you said. And you look wonderful for 60. And
thank you.
I'm 53. And people are like, I have adult children. And people are like, how can you have adult children? And it's the same thing. And I feel better than I did in my 30s because I was in the corporate world back then as well. And I didn't know what I know today.
That's right.
But what I know today, I implement, I walk my talk, and I get to feel better now than I did 20 years ago.
It's remarkable, isn't it? I do. And building the business, and I have this high, everybody goes, do you always have this high of energy? I do. Because I take my vitamins. And I always say, I take my vitamins.
Yeah.
It sounds so silly, but it works. But I do the blood work. I don't just randomly. And that's another thing too. And I know you'd be an advocate. Don't just start taking supplements because you think you know what you need until you have that inside perspective. Like when she ran all that blood work and she came back, she goes, wow, you have a deficit everywhere. And I had severe adrenal fatigue. That's why I had the bags under my eyes. I was dragging myself through life. It was no quality of life. And now approaching, hitting 60, everybody's like, how do you feel? I go, I'm taking this decade by storm, right? Yeah. How many people can say that? So your health really does impact how you show up, but what you can achieve for yourself, your family, all those things that I added in my intro. Next question now, are all detoxes the same? So let's say the results come and you say, I think the first thing we should do is do a little detox. Are they all the same? What's your recommendation with that? What's the right one?
Well, detox is one of those marketing words now, right? Everybody's trying to sell the latest and greatest detox. And so no, they're not all the same. You can buy just a detox tea, right? And drink that every day. Does it help? It's not going to hurt, but does it actually empty those overflowing trash cans? Absolutely not. And a detox bought on a store shelf isn't going to. It'll probably take off the overflowing surface, but still leave you with a full garbage bin, right?
Yeah.
A functional medicine detox is what I recommend. It's what I offer, but if you have a functional medicine doctor that offers them, I do recommend it. And that's going to empty your overflowing trash cans. And what I recommend you look for in a functional medicine detox is you look for a program that is going to put your body into the state of autophagy or deep cleaning for a minimum of 2.5 days of a week long detox. And my detox is actually, I do it for 3 weeks because I want to give people the 6 days of deep cleaning, but I will also want you to be able to do it in your everyday life and not have to take vacation. And if I asked you to fast for 6 days straight, by the end of day two, you would have so little energy that you wouldn't be able to function for the rest of the week. But when we do it 2 days a week, 2 days a week, 2 days a week, we get all of that fasting time in while you still live your life normally. And I guide people through doing it because everybody comes to it in a different place of health.
Sure.
And their body responds differently and it's new. So of course they have questions, right? And I want to get those questions answered because when we get those questions answered, we are empowered in talking back to our brain. And this is important because whenever we start something new and you were talking about habit change at the very beginning and it's hard, right? Our brain is charged with keeping us safe and it wants to keep us safe and it knows it can keep us safe right here in our comfort zone because here we are today and we're alive. And as soon as the brain starts noticing we're doing something different, it starts chirping at us. What are you doing? This is different. Why are you making this recipe? Why aren't you eating food today? This is hard. Why are you even doing this? Why don't you just come back over here? Just quit that and come back over here. You don't even know if you're doing it right. And that's when we tend to fall off, right? But when we can instead be empowered to go, you know what? I do know I'm doing it right. And if I have questions, I can get them answered because I'm going to chat her on the app and she's going to answer me. You just need to bear with me while I bring us to a new place of health and a new comfort zone over here. The person that can do that is successful in the program. and it completes the detox. And I've never had somebody not complete the detox because I teach everybody how to do this. And I give that high level of support to get them through those first few difficult days. And those first few difficult days are so important because that's where the body clears out the toxins, because we've turned off digestion long enough that the body can deep clean. For survival, digestion trumps the deep cleaning organ system. If we put food in, digestion is of course going to turn on and try to break that down and get those vitamins and minerals to ourselves for energy, right? And especially during COVID, when we're at home and the refrigerator is right there and we're just grazing all day long, we're just in digestion mode all day long. Yes. And the body doesn't get a chance to clean. But when we stop putting food in for long enough, and what we're instead putting in is a liquid full of vitamins or minerals to sustain the body and support the body and give it what it needs. And for many people, they're getting more vitamins and nutrients from the liquid because the body can absorb it so easily than they get from the food, because their digestive system isn't working properly and it's not even breaking down their food properly.
Right? How many times a year, Melissa, do you recommend doing a detox like that? That 3-week cleanse?
Yeah. So the 3-week one is the starting point. And I do have a toxic load quiz, which you can share with the audience. It's free and they can do it to get their starting point. You know, understanding the starting point is important. And at the 3-week is the starting point. And then we do the quiz again after the 3 weeks to see how much the scores come down. Okay. And depending on the individual, they might need to do another 3-week detox in 3 months, or maybe it's only a 7-day detox. And ideally what we want to get to is a quarterly 7-day detox, because the toxins are always coming in. We need to always get them out.
Elimination.
There's no point worrying about the fact that we're going to become toxic. We just need to go, okay, I will be toxic, but I'm taking action to get those toxins out.
Love it.
Those 2 days of fasting are so, so important.
I love it. What else can we do? So detox is one of them, and going through this 3-week and then ultimately that quarterly 7 days, which is nothing. It's a maintenance, right? Then you enter that
exactly.
Program.
It is.
Yeah. Because the toxins are coming in.
Right. I actually fast 1 day a week, every week now.
Oh, really?
And my body loves it. And it's a 24-hour fast, again, using the shake with a detox formula in it, giving my body the vitamins and minerals that it needs. And when we get to a place of having metabolic flexibility, so that if we're not putting food in, we're not losing energy because the body is strong enough to cope with, you know, 24 hours without food.
Sure.
I do this on my busiest days in the office, because honestly, it's quicker to go and make a shake for lunch than make lunch, right?
Yes.
So I do it every week. My body loves it. And it continues to, I know I'm getting my toxins out, but it continues to strengthen my metabolic flexibility.
Which is important too, because it's going to strengthen our immune system.
Yes.
And with COVID and the flu season and all of these things, if we can empower and make our body stronger to fight these things, you don't go down for the count, right? With the flu for 100%. A week or COVID for 6 months, whatever it is that some people are getting severely sick. So again, it's almost like building armor right within our body.
Is.
And it's pretty simple to do.
It
what
is.
Else? Besides this formal detox that we're talking about, you know, doing mm-hmm. liquid and the fasting, what else can we do to start to try to lower our toxic load? Are there things that we can do, even though it's in the air and in our food and in the water?
Definitely. And there's things that we can be doing in terms of what is the water we're drinking? Do we have a water filtration system in our house? Do we have a good water filter jug? One or the other, because very often our tap water is toxic with fluoride and chlorine and, you know, other BPPs, et cetera, that are in the water. And then what are we putting on our skin? Reading labels, not just for food, but for our personal care products. And very often what you are buying in a local pharmacy or your Walmart or your Costco, it's loaded with chemicals and it's toxic. And so finding brands that you trust, you know, and there's a lot that I use that are, you know, Young Living and doTERRA, and they've got essential oils and they're a lot cleaner products. And there's many, many new companies coming out with clean products. And I'm not somebody who tells my clients, throw everything out and start over. Finish what you have. I don't want people wasting money. Finish what you have, but replace what you have with cleaner choices. And that doesn't just apply for what we're putting on our skin, although what we put on our skin gets into our bloodstream in 26 seconds. And once it's in our bloodstream, it's going through our entire body, including up to the brain. And when it's in the bloodstream, it's not being filtered by the liver the same way things that go into our mouth are. I mean, our liver is trying to cleanse our blood every 6 minutes, but remember, it's bogged down.
Yeah. Right? So it's like an engine that's not clean. It's funny. I have a colleague up by you in Canada, and she is representative for Nu Skin. I had never heard of them. I use their face wash, and they have it's called a Lumi Spa, which I do think is wonderful for the skin. I do their collagen. They have a collagen. Again, everything and the creams I use from them, all like three ingredients kind of thing.
Right.
So it's funny because when I met her, I was like, I never even thought about this. You don't even realize it,
right?
Because, you know, Lancome or, you know, whatever Clinique, this is what we grew up on.
And so it's what you see in the department stores, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And the other one, I had a facial and the young lady for hair did Monat, M-O-N-A-T. Okay. And that one has no chemicals as well. So I've been using it. My hair is a little shinier. It's just so funny when you use it for, you know, 6 weeks or so, you really do start to see the difference. And again, there's no chemicals. Because your scalp, right? It's skin. It's being absorbed into body. And again, I want to have lush, healthy hair, just like I want to have lush, healthy skin.
Right? Exactly. And so, yeah, we use Nu Skin in our house as well. In fact, we have a delivery arriving today. I ordered some for my daughter. And I also use Arbonne as well. So yeah. I have a friend in Arbonne. And so I wanted to support her. So
there's more and more companies that are exactly doing this. Yeah. The low chemical.
Much easier to find alternative solutions now. And it doesn't just apply to our skincare, but it applies to our cleaning chemicals, right? And so that's where I use Young Living and doTERRA. I have their doTERRA, I have their Thieves Oil, and it's just a concentrate liquid. And then I pour it into a spray bottle and add water. It lasts forever. And I use it on everything from the mirrors to the windows to the floors to the toilets, everything. And I like the smell of Thieves Oil.
I love Thieves Oil.
Yeah. Oh. And you know, when every once in a while, because my husband isn't always on board with this. And so he'll go get out some other chemical if the cat's puked up somewhere. And then I smell it and I can just feel it getting into my body. And I'm like, oh my God, can you stop using that?
Isn't that funny? You do. You become heightened in your sensitivity. Do toxins affect our hormones too, Melissa?
Yes, they do. They absolutely do. Because again, our liver is charged with detoxing excess estrogen. And so estrogen is something that our body makes. It's also, we get it through other xenoestrogens. So they're coming into our body from outside. Like it's in plastics, it's in other, you know, in our personal care products as chemicals. So we're getting estrogen mimicry happening. So the body thinks it's estrogen. And then we also can get estrogen through food. There's some foods that are very high in estrogen, healthy food, like, you know, flax seeds or soy, et cetera, some nuts, et cetera. So it's not bad. It's just the liver has to be functioning well in order to eliminate the excess estrogen. And when we are in that state of chronic stress, we also have a situation where the body is still producing estrogen, but it's not producing progesterone. And the reason for that is it's trying to produce more cortisol to allow us to get to safety, that fight or flight state, right? Yeah. And in order to have give us the energy to get to safety, it has to shut down some other systems, and it shuts down digestion and our rest and digest system. We're not going to lay down and take a nap. We don't care about our last meal that we ate, and it shuts down procreation because we're not going to stop and make a baby if we're in danger, right?
Yeah.
So progesterone isn't getting made, and instead the body can make more cortisol. And so this results in estrogen continuing to be made, estrogen continuing to come into our body in a toxic forms, as well as through food, and progesterone not being made. And so we have a very high number of women out there today who have estrogen dominance, and they may or may not be listening to their symptoms that are telling them of this. And, you know, through menopause, women accept hot flashes, accept insomnia, accept so many of these symptoms as normal. They are not normal. The human body is not designed to make you suffer. They are a sign of hormonal imbalances.
Yes.
Same thing with PMS. How many girls out there and young women are like, I have PMS. Yeah, so do I. Accept the symptoms, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. These symptoms are your body asking you to do something differently, telling you it's out of balance, and we can rebalance the hormones so that you don't have to suffer every single month.
Absolutely.
But we just normalize all of it in, you know, conversation. We normalize stress and think it's okay. The world is the most stressed out it's ever been. We look around, see everyone else stressed out and think it's normal. But what's it doing to our internal organs? It's damaging the health of our gut. It's weakening our immune system. It's causing, you know, issues with our liver and our kidneys and the body's detox pathways. It's causing hormonal imbalances. It's causing sleep issues, which further exacerbates the whole problem. We're all interconnected.
Yeah, it's funny. I remember going to the doctor for whatever, I had a cold or something, and are you sleeping? You know, are you stressed out? You know, started a business, whatever it was through. Cause you know, in business, you, any career, we have stress, you have kids. And he's like, well, you have to eliminate stress. So I'm a little snarky at times. And I looked at him and I'm like, dude, do I get rid of the kids? Do I get rid of the husband? Do I just quit my business? Like, reduce stress. What are you talking about? Like, I got to get things done. So I think this is such a better alternative than pumping yourself with the drugs to mask the symptoms versus really getting to the core, the nuts and bolts of how our body is set up and how it functions and making those little changes so we can live these wonderful lives, live those longer lives. And it's funny, you know, my parents being elderly now, you see the other side of it and to see them slowing down. And again, they're in relatively good health. And I say to my husband, like, how long do we really want to live if you don't have that quality of life?
Yeah.
And I think we're kinder to animals than we are to humans, that we do make them suffer. Just, you know, going to, they can't get up to go to the bathroom. They need someone to change them, all of these things. So we're not even living in, what's the word? Like in a respectful manner. It's just kind of sad. So we're living longer, but at what cost, right?
Right. And that's where it comes into actually dying longer rather than living. Right.
I never thought of it that way, Melissa. That was such an important phrase that really struck me right at the beginning when you started. Now we're out of time, but anything else that you'd like our listeners to zero into or give one tip that they can do today that they could start immediately?
I just want to say that it is never too late to start focusing on your health because the human body is so forgiving, right? And nobody wakes up going, oh, I hope I get diagnosed with something today. And even if they did wake up and get a diagnosis today, they didn't go to bed without it last night. That's been building in their body for 20 to 30 years.
Yeah.
And so what you do today, what you start to do today, absolutely matters. And to your point, my grandmother lived to 101 years old. She lived alone in her own home, fully cognitively functioning, and died in her sleep.
Awesome. Hey, that's amen. That's the way to go.
And that's the path that I'm on. I started comparing her life and my life, I realized I was far more toxic than she ever was because of the era that I live in.
Absolutely.
And if I could clear out those toxins, lower the inflammation, have a body that's inhospitable to disease, so those genes never have to turn on, the disease genes that I'm predisposed to, never have to turn on. We have control. We just need to know how to do it. So the one thing to do today is take your toxic load quiz. Find out where you're at today. It's going to be an aha. And if your score's high, don't beat yourself up. Don't worry about it. Book a call with me so we can chat about how I can serve you in lowering that toxic load, because you absolutely can.
I love it. I agree 100%. So everyone, I will put the Discover Your Toxic Load quiz, and it's my toxic load, but I'll put the link so you have the right bit.ly link to get to the free gift. And it's Melissa's free gift to all of you. Additionally, please check out her website. There's resources on there as well, which is yourguidedhealth.com. journey.com. I will put that in the show notes also. And if you just review this and think, oh, I do really have a quick question for Melissa, please email her at melissa@yourguidedhealthjourney.com. Again, I will put that in the show notes for everyone. Melissa, thank you so much for being on. This is really an important, I think, an important conversation, but I think it's important for everyone to understand that you have more control, you think, if you choose, right? There's always a choice.
Always a choice.
If you choose to change, right? We're talking, this is the show, Enlightenment of Change. Mm-hmm. If you choose to change your trajectory of health, and every one of us has the power to do that. And the other thing that you said that I love the detox, but I also like how you said, and we do little steps, right? A little step and then another little step and then another little step, instead of saying, you know what? You can't eat for 7 days. That's ridiculous. So I like how you break it down into those baby steps so that people can do it literally without having to take vacation because they're too fatigued to get out of bed because they have no nutrients in them. So thank you again for your insight and wisdom and just sharing your journey and how you've become so passionate about this. I'm also passionate about this. And again, I love my holistic doctor 20 years. The last thing I want to add is to eliminate toxins, an easy thing that I've done. My water mm-hmm. bottle, my mm-hmm. coffee mug, they are stainless steel. My mm-hmm. pitcher, water pitcher, I filter it and I put it in it with lemon in a glass pitcher, not plastic. And when I have leftovers, I put them in glass containers, not plastic. So we've really tried to eliminate the plastic bottles. First of all, we're killing the earth, number one, mm-hmm. but number two, all of the toxins that are emitted through that. So little things like that. And oh, by the way, Costco, two of these, $20, right? 20 ounces, my stainless steel Contigo. Yeah. You know,
that's exactly what this is here. Stainless steel Contigo.
Absolutely. You gotta love it. So yep. There's good resources that you can do at inexpensive, in an inexpensive way versus just try to eliminate some of the plastic in your house too. You'll exactly. save the world. You'll save your life. It's all a beautiful thing. Melissa, thank you so much for being on, sharing just your brilliance and wow, so much to think about. Start with the quiz, everyone. I think that'll ground you in understanding what is my toxic level? And that's a good place to start a conversation, whether it's Melissa or with another holistic practitioner. Thank you again, Melissa, for being on. Thank you all for joining.
My pleasure.
Oh, loved having you. And I thank you all for joining me weekly as we question, build, and discover together. No matter what change you're going through, my guests and I really, really do have some tangible solutions for you to try and implement. If you choose to do nothing, nothing's going to change. But if you choose to take the tips, even if it's buying the Contigo, right, the water bottle, even if it's just as simple as that for the time being, it's better than doing nothing. Action creates the results that we're looking for. And I love what you said. I do not want to die slowly. I want to slide into my coffin. Well, I'm going to get cremated, but I want to slide into home base with the last leg of breath that I have, worn out, right? But not a slow death. I want to slide into home base, right? And do it just gracefully, hopefully, not, you know, spasmatically. Melissa, thank you again.
I'm with you on that. Thank you so much for having me, Connie. It's been fabulous conversation.
True pleasure. And thank you all again for listening. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. I truly am honored to have you on this journey of change with me. And I hope that my guests and I and the tips and ideas that we share, that they really do empower you to make the choice to take control. And today's topic was all about health. Well, again, thank you so much for tuning in. Melissa, thank you for sharing your beautiful knowledge. And I will see you all next week. Have a wonderful one, guys. Thanks so much.
Bye. Thank you.